BSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome back to another very special edition of BSN Arcade Radio, the fourth part of the Games of the Generation. This is episode number 78, where we will be finishing up big topics. Welcome back, by the way, to me and everybody else here this evening. Starting off with Mr. Nub, how you doing?
Beat Bama.
Beat Bama, indeed. Also, producer extraordinaire, and hopefully not too mad at us at all, the one and only Mr. Swarley, how you doing?
Well, I'm over my cold. The Red Sox are still world champions, and K-State pushed Texas Tech shit in today, so I'm pretty good.
That's a good tally of good things for you. Good. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. And last but not least, the infamous one himself, Mr. Ian Medellin. Welcome back. How are you?
Dedicated to the gods and the earth. Dedicated to babies who came out feet first. What up, baby? It's the infamous Ian Medellin.
You're weird.
A little bit. Wu-Tang, man. 20 years. What's something you don't know?
I don't know.
Can you name all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan?
No, but they can't either, so it's okay.
There's literally like 50 niggas in that group.
You're still adding people to the fan club.
The 36 chambers can hold them all at this point.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to get this started, what?
Hey, of course, course, course. And what we're going to be talking about this evening, again, is episode number 78. And thank you, fair listeners out there who are listening to this podcast for the past couple episodes and tonight. Looking forward to another special one. We are talking about the best slash worst developers and publishers, favorite moments, and last but not least, best game of the generation. Now we're going to start off with best slash worst developers and publishers, starting off with the best developer for the generation. Starting off with you, Swirly, who is your best developer of the generation?
Do you really have to ask me? I mean,
I know.
We're on the fourth episode of Games of the Generation.
Have you not been listening, Greg? I mean, you take a week off, and all of a sudden you forget everything. Is that what happens?
I think everybody knows who I'm going to pick for the best developer.
Well, spit it out.
Naughty Dog.
Nerdy Dirk. Ball!
Just to date this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, LSU is playing against Bama right now as we speak, quote-unquote, live.
The beat Bama cast, and he was down by contact.
This is like the lost episode all over again.
Yep. That episode should not be lost. It's somewhere, and we all know it.
There's going to be quote-unquote outbursts. So if you hear a lot of sobbing, that means LSU has lost. If you hear a lot of cheering and a lot of horse talking, that means LSU has won by the end of this podcast.
So you just prepare your ears for it.
Yeah, maybe turn it down a little bit if you had a laptop. And if you're not listening with headphones, shame on you. Don't listen to this without your headphones.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, Bama just scored.
Okay, back to the topic at hand. Best developer you said is Naughty Dog, Swirly. Care to elaborate?
I mean, they've got the three Uncharted games, which I absolutely love. They've got The Last of Us, which was glorious. And two of their games are two of my very favorite from this generation, so there's no question they are my top developer.
I co-sign everything he just said.
Of course. All right, Mr. Ian Medellin, best developer of the generation.
I got nothing. Developer. What?
Best studio.
Like Activision, would they count?
No, it's publisher.
Or is that publisher?
It's publisher.
Studio, I don't know. Whoever Swally said, I don't give a fuck.
I know you wouldn't agree with
it's
that.
It's the last episode of the Games of Generation. You can't think of one thing.
I don't know any publishers. Like,
Gearbox.
Publisher or developer?
You could say Gearbox, right? Are they publisher or developer?
Gearbox. Are they publisher or developer?
They're a developer.
Yeah.
But then they just have Borderlands. I don't really count. They had a lot of misses too. Like they made Duke Nukem Forever, and that game sucked. They made Aliens Colonial Marines. That game fucking sucked. You got a lot of hits and misses. I don't think they deserve to be called, you know, the best developer. They missed one they hit, really.
Okay.
50-50 at best.
And who's the best?
I don't know. I don't got none of Sony.
Sony, Santa Monica?
Can I just put them all under one umbrella?
Alright, think about it this way. The developers, basically, they're the studios. Like, studios that you enjoy playing games from. Like, a naughty...
Does Rockstar count?
You could say Rockstar? Insomniac.
Yeah, Rockstar counts.
Rockstar counts? Okay, Rockstar.
Okay.
I mean, but they missed as well. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but they're more impactful than their misses. Like, their misses were, like, small misses. Like, even when they missed, they still kind of hit.
Okay.
Like, even Grand Theft Auto 4.
GTA 4 is a fucking miss.
GTA 4.
That's strike 3. Go sit on the fucking bench.
All right. What about Lost in the Din? I had fun with that game. I had a lot more fun with that game than I did with the main game. Sure as hell had a lot more fun with the Ballad of Gay Tony than I did with the fucking Nico. Not to mention that,
it's,
you know, like, for all the misses that they had in that game, the Hot 97 ripoff station in that game was fucking tits. Alright, I enjoyed the hip-hop in Grand Theft Auto 4 with Joel Ortiz, Kanye West, and the rest a lot more than I enjoyed the hip-hop radio station Grand Theft Auto 5. To
because
be fair,
it's all,
beyond,
it's all West Coast and shit. But
exactly.
I understand. I get it. I do.
So I got a bias, so I'm going to give it to them. Even though L.A. Noire wasn't really my cup of tea, Grand Theft Auto 5 was awesome. Red Dead Redemption was awesome. What was that game that came out first? Ping Pong. That game was titties.
Dude, Ping Pong was awesome.
Awesome.
Or a surprise game. Pretty good.
Alright, it's Rockstar. I'm gonna give it to Rockstar because I can't think of anybody else.
See, I would have thought you might have said Sucker Punch for the Infamous Games.
They did a good job.
What else did
they do, though?
True. What else did they do?
Just the one game series plus the DLC.
And also, even though it's not current gen, next gen wise, I'm seeing a lot of the same animations for Infamous 2, even though it's supposed to be a whole differently new character with a whole different set of powers. Granted, game looks beautiful. I'm very excited for it.
I don't think you've seen enough of the game.
I'm waiting for something new. I'm waiting for something to blow me away. It hasn't happened yet.
I would tell you if you're not part of the official games media and had a sit down to play a demo of the game, you haven't seen enough of whatever they're showing.
You have not seen enough.
Exactly. But again, you know what? I agree with Nope's sentiments exactly. I have not seen enough to give Insomniac best publisher or developer.
That's Sucker Punch. Insomniac did.
Oh, Sucker Punch?
Yeah, Insomniac did, you know.
The Sony studio.
We can't call Insomniac a Sony studio because those faggots defected.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much a defection as more that they're trying to get
they defected. They defected, and they can die in a fire.
And to the listeners, if you haven't figured it out yet, Nub is firmly in the PlayStation camp. Firmly planted.
Just absolutely.
A fanboy. Exactly. Go ahead.
I don't even care. You think I care?
You have to care. Own that shit. Own that shit.
See, that's the difference. People are like, oh, God, no, I'm not. Look, I played both. And I can say I played both. I've had experience with both. And I know exactly where I belong.
Exactly.
And I'm going to stick to it.
If you're going to be a fanboy, own that shit. Don't live in denial. We've had that game. We don't need it.
Man up.
I think you still got a pair of old Sony slippers hiding somewhere whenever you wake up in the morning. It's terrible.
Did they make those? Because I need to find them.
Are they gone?
They're probably on their online site right now if you look hard enough.
I'm going to look. Tell me if they got a robe, too, because I'll totally rock that shit, too.
Jay, do your pick while we look for this shit.
Ah, shit. Best developer.
If you say Atlas, I'm going to murder you.
I like Atlas, but they put out... Atlas has put out some decent games, but I don't like all the games they put out. Like, I dig the Persona series, even though it's an offshoot of the Shin Megami Tensei series.
That Jab series.
You can just say Jab.
That Jab shit.
Set your faces, both of you.
I mean, I love Jab shit. You know that.
Yeah, it's just...
Segway into Jab shit.
I dig the weird shit they do, but some of the stuff they do is way... Like, whenever they drop into the whole thing with, like, religious type stuff... gets a little weird for me. So it's more or less like Hitler always shows up in some of their games or somewhere. Like he's a boss.
Hitler?
He's like,
yes.
Yeah, Hitler shows up in most of their games as a boss.
Is he like in Wolfenstein where he has like machine gun hands or some shit?
No, he turns into like a gigantic demon that you have to fight.
Okay. Okay, that's more plausible.
Exactly. I don't know. I like some of their stuff and all their stuff.
Gun to your head, Jay. What do you
get? BioWare. I mean, you bought all their DLC. They got to be doing something, right?
Oh, yeah. Now that I think of it, Jay, you got to pick BioWare.
I have to pick BioWare.
I did not like what they did with Dragon Age 2, though. And that was not all their fault. It was some of their fault, though.
All right, but you refuse to sell your copies of Mass Effect. So, you know, they got to be doing something, right?
That's because I like the Mass Effect
you
series.
You say BioWare, I'm chopping you.
You can chop me whatever I say. I can say Activision, and you'd be like, fuck you, all day.
Well, I just said I'll tell you to the words.
Infinity Ward, baby, Infinity Ward.
But BioWare, come on.
Just don't give sure. Say it, Jay, BioWare.
Jay, do it.
I wouldn't hate you for it, Jay.
He wouldn't hate you for it.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound obvious, but...
Jay, don't be scared.
Yeah, did we just say own whatever shit?
Yeah, own it! Own that!
Own it, Jay.
Whenever I look at BioWare, I just look at the Mass Effect series and Dragon Age Origins. I look at Dragon Age 2 and I don't dig it. That's the only thing that's dragging it down for me. No pun intended.
Alright, that's more hits than misses, though.
Own it, Jay.
Okay, what about Sony Santa Monica? Did they work on the God of War stuff? Through 3 all the way up till now?
Yep.
And they also did the baseball games?
Yep.
They did?
Yep, they were part of the publishing that did PlayStation All-Stars.
Really?
You could say Irrational Games.
You could say that gaming company.
That's true. Journey is a damn good game.
Damn it, I should have said that gaming company.
Come on, Jay.
Yeah, I'm taking it. That gaming company, because Journey's awesome. Next.
All right, I'll take it. I'll accept that.
Damn it.
Journey is a fucking... Damn.
I would want to get it, because I got my new TV, and it looks so pretty.
I was late to pick up my pizza. So many developers, but they've only made, like, one or two games that are, like, stupidly awesome. Like, what did I see? Gameplay for that new Brothers game, where you play it as the two characters simultaneously. The story, there's like no dialogue, but it's like insane story for some weird reason. It's like it's very fucking heartwarming and great, but it's only one game, so I can't say the studio for them. Yeah, fuck it, BioWare.
That's just great. Can I put all the indies under like one umbrella or not?
No.
Can I just say the indie gaming? Indie gaming.
You can say Sony as a publisher and count them all since they're pretty much trying to own up all.
That's not developer. That's not developer.
Yeah, but it'd be a publisher because then they would pick up all the different indie games that they're trying to pick up.
Yep, so.
Yeah, BioWare.
I would have been more happy if you said Irrational Games.
What did they do?
Bioshock.
Alright. Oh, yeah, that's right. Should have known that. I thought they were like 2K Montreal or some shit.
But really, Mass Effect is just reusing Knights of the Old Republic's RPG elements and just mixing it in with the shooter. Congratulations. Fucking revolutionary.
Oh, it's great. A lot of people still don't give a fuck about Star Wars as much as they do about Mass Effect now. And Star Wars
that's
has been
also, that's also not true. That's also not true.
I see a lot more people still playing fucking old-ass Mass Effect 1 than they do for fucking online Star Wars
Republic,
and Knights new
Republic.
Shit that's supposed to be coming out. Every
Knights
single
of
day,
Republic right now,
until,
it's still
until,
better than every single one of those Mass Effect games.
Until Star Wars Battlefront comes out, since 1313 died, and whatever they're doing for free-to-play for Star Wars, I don't see anybody clamoring for a new Star Wars game.
Knights of the Old Republic... It's to this day better than the Mass Effect.
Bullshit.
Ain't the movie coming out next week?
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, not next year. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of people clamoring for a new Star Wars game at that point.
December 2015.
Yeah.
2 years.
Oh, what the fuck?
The Knights of the Old Republic's an old game. And it's still, it's better.
Yeah, and its sequel blows dick, too.
That's also untrue. Mm. It's not as good as the first one.
That also wasn't BioWare.
Also true.
Terrible.
That's like saying Arkham Origins is dick.
Which is
untrue. Get out. You are no longer hosting.
Run away from home. Run away from home. Good. Never
no.
Return.
We're not talking about that. Nope.
Too many bugs in that game. Way too many bugs in that game.
Good but not great does not equal half dick.
Exactly.
There's like half a chub for that shit because it's Batman. That's it. The story is butt cheeks.
I'm not familiar with this. All the stories are butt cheeks.
The twist is bullshit in that game. You know it is.
The twist is not a twist. You see it coming a mile away. Come on.
All the stories are bullshit.
This whole mile away shit, nobody knew about it until somebody like spoiled it, and then everybody heard about it, and it just fucking ruins that game.
All right,
look. Go back to when this game was announced, and when Smalley originally said, fuck this game if it's not made by Rocksteady, alright? Yep. You know what I'm saying? I bet Joker hijacks the story at some point. Alright? Go back and listen to it. Alright, just before the spoilers.
It's an origin story, and they immediately turn it into just
the same old shit.
Alright, last week was Arkham Origins. Let's move along.
But the point that I'm making is...
You see how we got there, though?
You called Knights of the Old Republic 2 shit, and that's not true. But Knights of the Old Republic 1 better than all those Mass Effect games. So.
No.
Everything in Mass Effect came from Knights of the Old Republic.
What, the dialogue tree system, rather than not you can play as good guy or bad guy?
We're all there. Mm.
I still enjoy the Mass Effect game.
And it actually meant something.
I would say you go back further to the fucking D&D games.
And if you want to be fucking technical about it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what was the fucking computer D&D game? Not Daggerfall or something like that.
The Flags.
Played it like what, 8 characters all at once?
Wait, what?
Yeah, fuck it.
That's alright, that was a personal foul.
I'm gonna go find Pokemon.
You're gonna go over
there and they call the personal foul, do not call the holding, but it is what it is. So what's next?
So have you said you're a personal developer?
Oh, I co-signed everything that Swirly said because it's true.
Okay, then starting with you, who is the worst developer?
Starting with me.
Yeah?
Nice. I probably just go ahead and just say I'm going to lump Treyarch and Infinity War together just for being lazy shit bums. As worst.
I would say the way that it looks now, it more feels like they are struggling very hard to keep the Infinity Ward name intact, but they're putting so many studios under that umbrella to make it seem like they're Infinity Ward, but they're not. Everybody that's originally from Infinity Ward
moved. They respawn.
Yeah, and then... So basically,
well, okay, current
Treyarch look like fucking heroes nowadays. I know. It's like they're the ones that are innovating.
But they still aren't innovating.
There's no innovation at all anywhere in that series.
All the different what do they get? Zombies and fucking.
They started zombies.
Now with Hardpoint and fucking Headquarters.
It took three games for that to be completely worn out. That zombies to be worn out. 3 games. That's all it took.
Made it very popular. It's all Treyarch's fault. So you're not a fan of the series, or you're just not a fan of their work and what they quote-unquote did to Call of Duty? And that's what makes them worse.
Okay, what else have they done this generation?
Treyarch?
Both of them.
They've pretty much been tapped from Activision to make the Call of Duty games.
Okay, so have they done anything else this generation?
So you're faulting them just because they're stuck making a shooter game?
I'm faulting them for falling in line and not doing anything.
It's because they're being paid a lot of money to make a shooter game.
Okay, then go ahead. Go ahead and sell out. Well, that's their sellouts.
So they left.
They're sellouts. Let them sell out.
They're sellouts. If you're being
paid hold on.
A ton of money, that doesn't make you a sellout. You're just getting paid a lot of money to do what you're good at.
You're getting a lot of money just to reuse the same shit over and over again. It's lazy. It's lazy.
Why are you getting sold out for it? A lot of
them. I said both of them are.
No, no, not just them. A lot of people do that shit.
How many of them are using
God
how many?
Same shit. They have more time to do it. They put the same shit in there. At least Infinity War takes a fucking year to do it.
So that makes it better because they knock it out in a year. It's not.
Oh no, no! I didn't say it makes it better.
It's not bad.
I said, why are we lumping more people into this then? If that's the big gripe, why don't we put more people in there?
Okay, who else we globbing into it?
Let's see. Who made Batman Origins? I put them in there.
Okay, so
that's more of a blame about Rocksteady claiming like they wanted to do a new game, and basically they're making a new Batman game on top of
it. I wouldn't put it on Rocksteady. I'd put it on WB. So just push it out there. They gave it to another developer. Here, see what they did? Do that. Just don't fuck it up.
Just don't fuck it. That's actually exactly what it is. Don't fuck it up. That is literally the motto.
See, but with that practice, and when you put out a game every single year like Activision does, then it just gets worse and worse and more boring, and people find it stale quicker and quicker. When you throw out just one game like Arkham Origins, it's like, okay.
Right. Like, we didn't have two incredible games before.
Give Activision more credit, because at least Batman, these dudes that made Batman, had more than 1 year to work on this. All right, so they had time to put a little more something in there. Well, I heard that they were going to put Deathstroke in as, like, an added feature, I expected something cool.
That whole thing was bullshit.
The features as a reskin Nightwing? Beyond lazy.
The Call of Duty devs have 2 years, though.
Yeah, they technically do have 2 years.
Do they have 2 years?
Because they alternate
between Treyarch and fucking...
Okay, so it's not worse than the other. Let me reiterate. Same shit, then.
Same shit.
Same shit. Same laziness.
Oh,
you know what?
Flicker.
Throw the Assassin's Creed guys in there, too.
Oh, yeah, throw in Ubisoft in that shit, too.
I would say the argument when it comes to Assassin's Creed 2 and the diminishing returns when it comes to the two games after that, 3 was not good, 4 was allegedly supposed to be a better upswing for that series.
Allegedly.
It's going to be the same.
I haven't heard any bad things about Assassin's Creed 4.
You know, I didn't
hear bad things about Assassin's Creed 3 until someone actually played it.
A lot of people, 4's out, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't heard a bad thing about 4.
I haven't heard shit about it.
That's more of your fault for not researching.
No, I have researched it.
Everyone is waiting for next shit.
Be waiting on next shit for it.
There have been a couple of PS4 reviews for that game, and they said that it's decent.
It's good. It's probably the same shit.
Who are the outlets?
It's probably the exact same shit.
Who are the outlets?
Giant Bomb.
Okay.
I would have to say IGN. Of course, you know, everybody throws money.
Okay, IGN, throw that shit away right now.
Well, they're
I mean, give
Halo
4 a 10, throw away your credibility, don't you?
Who else? Would you count Rev Free games, even though they're more online than anything else?
They gave Dead Space 3 to 5 out of 5, so no, I don't count them.
Who in their right
Off of one
line?
Game?
Yep.
That's Adam Sessler for you.
I don't think Sessler actually did a review.
I don't care. I'm calling him out.
It was Sessler with that one. It was a chick.
Okay.
Different people had different tastes. I liked the game.
It was crap.
It's crap.
I'll judge Giant Bomb's review depending on what they said about Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, also the Bioware game was Baldur's Gate night series.
Okay, they gave Assassin's Creed 3 4 out of 5 stars, so no, I don't trust their judgment either. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't trust a lot of these outlets' judgment, to be perfectly honest with you.
These same outlets gave Halo perfect scores.
Gotcha. All right, so, well, this argument is going to go on and on and on and on and on. So,
Who else can we throw in there? Who else can we throw in? Who's picking a developer, though?
Let's stop throwing everybody and pick a developer.
Swirly, who would you pick?
I'm going with, you know what, anybody who works with Capcom. You know, you could throw the Operation Raccoon City devs under the bus. You could throw the RE6 devs under the bus. I mean, it doesn't matter.
But RE6 was a good game.
I'm not even going to answer that.
Hey, kid. Capcom, fuck.
I mean, I even really enjoyed Revelations, but that doesn't help them. That's not going to win them back.
See, I blame Capcom, going along with your line of thinking, about how they love to stick with the RE series, even though it's more than obvious that they need to do something else. Yet they're more than willing to kill the Mega Man series, even though there's as close as you can do for a Kickstarter without actually calling it a Kickstarter. They basically had the guy who made the fucking series have to go away from Capcom to make his official, unofficial Mega Man game. That's how bad it's fun.
No, I don't have a problem with them sticking with Resident Evil. I have a problem with them not sticking to what Resident Evil is.
What is it since 4? It's basically been based off that template since then and just made it an action game.
Yeah, and it's been crap.
Oh, you mean like Mass Effect?
Two, they made it more of an action game, and three, they took it. They just basically taken out more RPG elements and made more of it as an action game.
Okay,
there's still RPG elements in it, but one is good, but it's not the greatest of the fucking series. Two, it's
the best.
No, it's not. It fucking one is the best. The inventory fucking sucks,
bruh. Once you start taking away RPG elements because it's just too in depth, you know
it's a problem.
Too
in depth
because they had to make it for the mainstream, the Call of Duty people.
They simplified it. They made it into a shooter.
It's a shooter.
It's a third person shooter that has RPG elements to it.
It's a shooter that you could just shoot.
It has a story.
Okay, it has a story. You see where that ended up? They have to change that shit.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, they had to change that shit because way too many people on the internet are whiny bitches. I'm gonna throw that down right now.
It's the internet's fault.
Way too many people complain about that shit. Way too many. And the reason they changed is because they didn't want to lose any money with Mass Effect 4.
Okay, so the internet's the reason we no longer have DRM in the Xbox.
The internet's the reason why we can't have fun games.
Congratulations, Internet.
The Internet's the reason why we can't have any fun games anymore, because somebody cries about that shit on some portion of the Internet, and then these developers and publishers immediately cower in fear because one person cried about something.
They fold. Oh, man.
Bullshit.
Oh, they're all pussies. That's just it. Congratulations.
Bullshit. Fuck you, Bombs. You heard me. I demand hate tweets. I demand them. You guys ruined gaming with all your bitching and complaining and moaning. I don't like this character. I don't like this ending. This ending is not what I expected it to be. No shit, because you're not running the fucking story. All your made-up narratives aren't exactly what the actual story is. It's in your head and your stupid little headcanon. You ruined the ending. Fix it for me. I'm going to be mad at you. Fuck you. You paid your $60. You don't like it. Sell the fucking game.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, it's exactly how I feel.
It was terrible anyways.
You don't like it? So damn sorry. Sell your fucking game. It's a hobby.
You're about to score another
test. That's the end of the fucking world. Not the end of the fucking world.
Yo, my Butterfree's a fucking boss, man.
Told you.
Fucking Pokemon. I still have Nintendo DS? I was thinking about getting an old school Pokemon game because of you, but
you got DS? So,
Why don't you get the 2DS and play X and Y?
Oh, I don't get the 2DS, man. That thing was so fucking ugly.
No, I'm not
gonna.
It's
not about how ugly it is. It's about playing the games, my son.
No, it is how ugly it is. It's fucking big. It's fucking clunky. Like, where the fuck would you take that with you? It's like bigger than a tablet.
Is it?
I got a couple of games for the
game. Seriously?
I got a couple of Professor Layton's. Is it brain games?
What's that shit, man? I get a fucking 3DS XL, man.
Do that, because that thing isn't big enough as it is.
I just need a Pokemon. Oh, I need a Mario game.
You literally just talked about how big the 2DS was.
Yeah, but it folds in so I can fit it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
The other one, like, you can't save space with it whatsoever.
Terrible. Anyways, should we move on from this whole big topic of...
Please.
All right. Med, best publisher.
Word. No, we're still on worst developer.
Still worst developer.
Yes.
Oh, worst developer? I thought we covered this in worst games. Fuck Capcom. Fuck Capcom. Wait, I've already done this. Why am I repeating myself? Go listen to 75. Alright? Fuck them. Fuck the developers. Fuck the fucking dude that's fucking mopping up the floors of a Capcom building. Fuck them all. And also, fuck anybody who's supporting them. Y'all know who you are. All you motherfuckers that bought Dead Rising 2, off the record. All you motherfuckers that bought Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. All them motherfuckers... Wait, what's another one? Was Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen? Was that like the revamp version?
They had an extra... Well, they made it a little bit cheaper and you got an extra area. Okay. Plus the original game.
Alright, yeah.
Oh my.
$40
so basically. Okay, so it was a patch version. Some DLC.
They added it all in. It was $40.
Yeah, fuck them too. No, fuck
the all we know like is that with every Capcom game, you gotta wait 2 years for the definitive version.
Technically, the first one's just the beta. Alright, let's just call it what it is. It's a beta. You want the real version, you know, wait 2 years and, you know, drop another $40 on it. Basically, you have to spend $100 to get the real version if you buy both of them, plus tax.
So what I'm hearing is that you guys are aggravated about unfinished DLC.
No, what I'm
you're
aggravated
more looking
about
at Capcom
is...
No.
I'm aggravated that Capcom charges for patches. That's what I'm aggravated about. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was a broken game when they released it. And they didn't patch it until Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out.
And you had to pay for that upgrade.
You can't play both games against each other. You have to buy the game to keep on playing that game. Alright? I don't give a fuck about DLC. I don't. You want to put it on the disc? I don't care. Charging for patches? Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck everything you stand for.
Alright.
And that's real. Go, Butterfree!
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to concur when it comes to worst developer. If just for having fucking shit on the disc that you have to pay to unlock. That's fucking terrible. And it's just usually skins.
It's the Capcom way.
Awful. I mean, I get you want to keep your storage all in one disk instead of have to do a separate file, but that's terrible. Yeah, so, I don't know, Swirly, you got a best publisher?
Best publisher, you know, I mean, you go with Take-Two. I mean, they put out some great stuff. I think I'd go with Ubisoft, though. I mean, I just there's a lot of different stuff that I enjoyed for them, and they are probably not everybody else's answer, so that's why I'm going to go with them.
At least I'm glad you're not going off of sales.
Oh, definitely not.
They can't.
Well, if I was going off of sales, then it would be Activision, and that'd be the worst answer in the world.
Best publisher.
Yep. Can't sell all Rayman Gamer's shit. It's terrible.
I probably have to go with. Would take two. Strictly because 2K Games is part of them.
What about you, Matt?
Yo, my Pikachu's a fucking boss, man. Look at him. What's the question?
So basically, your favorite publisher is the people who put out the fucking Pokemon games. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, because I haven't played the third one, so I can't really say that. Also, we're not including handhelds, are we?
No.
Can't if it's part of the generation.
No.
Well, I haven't played it, so that don't count. I'm sure as fuck not going to say anything that I released with a Vita. Hell no. Let me see. Best... Wait, can I say Sony for this?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Okay, because Sony has basically everybody.
They have everybody.
They own their exclusives, all right? Now, while they all didn't set the world on fire, there was a lot of quality there, all right? And for a time... Wait, they distributed Journey, right? They had to have. Right?
I don't know if they own a particular studio. I know they put out the game.
Right, okay. They published it, so...
They published it. We're talking about publisher now, right?
Yeah.
And Sony. Sony for Journey... Sony for basically everything they did for the indie game, you know, indie shit that they released, for bringing back Twisted Metal, for Sly Cooper 4, which originally I didn't think I was going to like, and then I tried it out because of PS Plus, and I really enjoyed it, and I bought it. And a bunch of other shit. Alright, they weren't all hits. I'm looking at you, Assassin. I'm sorry. God of War Ascension. But, you know, more hits than misses.
And I do definitely dig the idea that Sony has their own internal system of developers in which that they could put out games on their system constantly and don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to worry about contracts and shit. They can just put games out.
They care about releasing quality content. They care about releasing any content, all right? You can name more franchises that Sony delivered on more than one hand, which is something that you can't say about the competition. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, they definitely give them more time to put out games versus nowadays where you have a bunch of publishers that are pretty much up with developers that put out the game at least once a year and then have that developer immediately crumble.
The Last Guardian still hasn't been canceled.
Nope.
They let their developers be creative as well.
Yep. They don't have to stick to just, you know, Halo, Gears, same shit over and over again.
Oh, wait, my bad.
I see what you did there.
Oh, shame.
Gotta have at least one, you know.
What about you, Nub?
I already said it. I gotta go with Take Two. Strictly because they have 2K games. They have 2K games, which, you know, gave me my Borderlands.
And they did Bioshock too, so I gotta co-sign that.
Exactly.
I don't know.
They're smart with their money.
See, I could either say Microsoft or Nintendo. For the simple fact that somehow they can release games on Kinect. And, like you're saying before, with Halo and Gears. Apparently they're going to do a big stranglehold on Dead Rising for some weird reason. Looking far into the future with fucking Titanfall games.
They're gonna stranglehold the series. Is that really the one you want to stranglehold?
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the Microsoft way. They're down with the Capcom way of, you know, putting out four different versions of the same game and
Microsoft the formula when it comes to Dead Rising.
Microsoft got people to buy multiple Xbox 360s. Yeah. So. They're part of that.
They're smart with their business. Since they started with the whole Xbox 360 thing, they came out early. They basically managed to survive a bunch of dead Xboxes.
They lost a hell of a lead. Now that I think about it, looking back on, considering it's dead, even you had a head start. Like what happened?
People stopped having to rebuy 360s because of their red rings.
The worst thing Microsoft ever did. Was released a working 360. You fucked up your numbers right there.
Yeah, it's there. The one thing I would say about Microsoft is that they managed to survive the Nintendo Wii coming in and like fucking murdering everybody, and the 3DS coming in and pretty much taking over whatever handhelds that they would have. That's why Microsoft doesn't really do anything with that shit. So like, what, Windows 8 on your phone?
Huh? You'd have to be stupid to get into the handheld market at this point.
I would have to say, unless you're looking to get into it with phones and shit, unless you have another rendition of fucking Angry Birds signed somewhere.
Oh, as like a games exclusive console handheld? Like, that's just fucking retarded at this point. Unless you're Nintendo.
They're trying very fucking hard with the Vita, though. And not to just turn it into another controller now.
Dude, that thing is dead on arrival.
Fuck. I'm still it's holding out.
Let's get back on topic.
Yeah. Thanks, producer, man. Yeah, I'm going to say Microsoft for having all these horrible, horrible fucking things happen multiple times, and somehow they still float.
So they are the best because they're horrible?
They're the best because they have a good business plan.
I don't understand.
I vote
you,
cheap.
Jay.
I vote cheap.
Deal with it.
I definitely vote cheap.
All right, so if we have a best publisher, do we have a worst publisher?
Yes.
Whatever Jay's pick was.
So you're going to say Microsoft?
Yeah, for basically killing off, well, for killing off Rare, first of all.
Oh, yeah, come on, guys.
For killing off Rare, but that's first of all.
They kill off Rare after they put out fucking Nuts and Bolts. Come on, man.
Did anybody buy Nuts and Bolts?
I don't think so.
It was fucking terrible. Okay? I cannot believe they ruined it.
Let me see. For whoring out Gears, looking at your judgment. Let's see. You know what? I wasn't even a big fan of Halo. But, for killing the last bit of relevance that Halo had going forward. That Halo had going forward.
Yeah, when they started throwing out trash like ODST and Reach, that just...
ODST was supposed to be DLC. That's what it was. The final product was DLC. He just sold it as a retail game. Fuck you, Halo. All right,
told you they're down with the Capcom way.
Right. They could learn a lot from that. All right, so again, you know, whatever Jade picked, that's my worst.
What about you, Swirling? Worst publisher?
You know, a lot of me wants to go with Activision because at this point they're just absolutely terrible. But I mean, I did enjoy Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3, Call of Duty 4, and World at War. I did enjoy, I think it was two of their James Bond games. I really liked the GoldenEye Reloaded. And then Bloodstone was alright. So, they'll probably end up at number two on my list. Number one is THQ. Because, come on. I don't even know what to say about THQ. I mean, that was a lot of fucking up.
THQ
fucked up.
They had the wrestling games.
They didn't fucked up.
They had the Nickelodeon license, which is pretty much printing money. Putting out so many games that nobody bought yet. They still kept on churning out that shit because there was kid games that everybody would recognize if you were fucking knee high.
What was that drawing game that they lost a shitload of money on?
You draw.
Oh, God. That fucking tablet killed them dead. Nobody bought it.
They still have warehouses filled with those fuckers.
That shit's on ET status. Had to bury it on the fucking desert. Darksiders. Monetizing fucking Saints Row. And you still see it today. Even though THQ's been dead in water. Ugh. Yeah.
They put out that garbage at Homefront.
I thought you liked Homefront.
No.
Who liked Homefront? He who should not be named?
Probably.
Who?
You know who.
I know somebody. I can't remember who it is.
Why can he not be named?
He's talking about Twiggly Wiggly.
Why can he not be named?
I don't even think it was him.
Yeah, I think it was him.
Well, whoever it was. I thought it was JMS.
It's on PC, maybe.
Oh, fuck, I should use a fighting
head.
Metro.
Yo, get Hitmonchan.
I mean, I only got Come on. Right now. I don't
got Hitmonchan
yet.
Get a Hitmonchan, son.
What the fuck am I going to get a Hitmonchan?
That's like the most badass Pokemon out there. That motherfucker punches people to hell.
Like, he's out in the wild with boxing gloves on him. Where did he find those?
That's what I'm saying.
Where did he find them?
Popping people across the eye like it ain't shit.
Maybe those are his hands. He doesn't have fingers.
There's a bootleg Mike Tyson out there who don't know where his gloves are.
Alright, who did I ask about the worst publisher? Did I ask you, Nub?
Yeah. Do I remember what I said? Probably not. Oh, I said Activision.
Activision?
Yeah, I'm pretty consistent.
I'm consistent.
Okay. Good. Good. Fuck. I'd have to say, personally, Nintendo.
Wow. How? I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
Fucking... I don't understand how you can put out a system like the Wii U.
But the system doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's hardware. We're talking about software publishers.
I'm getting
it. You can't. The Wii won.
Yeah, and somehow they managed to fuck up the Wii U terribly.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
What happened was people actually started getting over the Wii. Well, not starting. That shit happened a while ago, but. You know, fucking Wii Sports is the most sold game of all time.
The year, okay, what about the whole bullshit with the year of Luigi?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Player 2, here's your year. Shame on you. fuck. You want to talk about same old bullshit year after year after year? Let's talk about Pokemon. Same old bullshit.
It's the most perfect game out there.
Explain to me the pine cone it's Pokemon literally, with the googly eyes taped on the side and pretend that it's a fucking Pokemon.
It's the most perfect RPG out there.
Terrible.
No flaws in Pokemon.
Ice cream Pokemon. Zero flaws.
Hold up.
I'm pretty sure the Microsoft Office fucking paperclip the googly eyes is a Pokemon in a future iteration of the game. Terrible.
So you have a problem with the art?
I have a problem with the same fucking system over and over and over again. It's terrible.
Activision. So what you're saying is Activision is what I'm.
It's the same old shit, but with fucking pocket monsters. Sure, it sells, but why?
Activision earlier. What the fuck is this? At least be consistent, Jay.
I will announce this right now. VSN Arcade Radio, where Jay picked Microsoft as the best publisher and Nintendo is the worst.
The worst. Yeah. Like, just write down this shit down.
Oh my God. Be mad. I don't care. Be mad.
Ooh! And then this is worse than last, not even giving me ass. Jay, what the fuck?
Just gonna say Nintendo.
Fuck him. By the way, I just beat last. Fuck that bitch. She cute, though.
Yeah, that don't even make no sense.
Fuck Nintendo. Fuck him.
Well, like, you literally, like, not 10 minutes ago said, hey, man, you know what? I'm thinking about buying Pokemon, because you got me into it a little bit. And now they're the worst?
Yeah.
That's the most ass backwards with logic, really.
I am Mercurial, and I say Nintendo. Fuck them.
You're a flip-flopper.
Terrible.
You don't even know.
Alright, fine. Let's just keep going, though.
Alright, can we go to the next topic? Let's talk about our favorite moments of the games of the generation. Alright? We're going to start with you, Ben. What is your favorite moment of the generation?
Oh, is this, does it have to be games, or does it have to be, like, the drama surrounding games?
A moment in a game this generation.
I think a moment in anything involving this generation.
Okay, fine. You know what, I'm going to go by Nub's definition. I'm going to say the fan outrage, and, you know, generally the fanboys are just going at it during the PSN outage. That was hilarious.
It was like a daily diary.
And it killed. It killed Zipper Interactive.
It killed two studios.
It brought me so much, so many laughs just to see fanboys on both sides. Just, you know, just go full fanboy. Just go full retard on both ends. Like, it was glorious. Like, you know, just take a step back and just watch it. Like that shit was better than fucking Love and Hip Hop, man. Like, kudos
to
that.
So, if that is your reasoning, I have to say, is your favorite moment for this next generation going to be E3 2013?
Oh, you know how much fun it's going to be?
Oh my God, hell yes, especially if I'm there.
We're there.
The BSN Arcade Radio crew. Then yes,
We're
going to next E3. There are going to be so many pictures of Jay's beard.
So is it going to be next year for the summer?
Yes, last year. Yes. Yes.
1483.
Yes. This is happening.
Okay.
That's going to be great.
I want to see paperwork that I can sign. I will go.
I had it ready last time.
All right, get it ready again. I will sign it and I will go. Give me press badge, Oga.
No, hook it up.
I'll make sure I fill these applications that went up.
Hook it up. I'm going to put in my pennies right now for a plane ticket and hotel, bro.
Hook it up. We'll try to get Jay hooked up with a booth girl or something.
Yes.
Put a smile on his face, you know?
Look, we're going to bring Swirly. We're going to bring Swirly. He's going to be his favorite booth babe of all time.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and that cold streak. And that cold streak.
And I'm going to be wearing a shirt of Jay's face.
Yes.
That says keep calm and play games.
This is even worse than the fucking Dark Note picture I made earlier in the year. Terrible.
Stay tuned for the promotional art for the next episode celebrating the next generation on PSN Arcade Radio.
Oh, that's face mask. This game is so over.
Gotcha.
I'm not even mad. I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm fucking upset, you guys.
Okay, well, that was my moment. What was y'all moment?
What was mine?
Yeah. What's your favorite moment?
Honestly, my favorite moment, no joke, is from God of War 3 when you're fucking, the opening scene of God of War 3, when you're climbing with them titans, and then you just go straight into fighting Poseidon. Tell me that shit didn't blow your mind. Like,
God, that was pretty bad.
Yo. It was like, yo. Like, real. That was, like, to this day. And of course, punching Zeus in the face for 30 minutes.
Before that, it was a nice promo to do to Hercules, too, huh?
Yeah, that was also legit.
That was pretty cool.
That was legit. I remember handing the controller to my sister saying, keep pressing this button, I gotta take a piss. And then she accidentally let go. Like, that's all you have to do? I don't know how long I would have sat there just punching the shit out of Zeus.
Worn out that X button.
But yeah, that was no doubt, probably my favorite moment of all this generation.
Gotcha.
It was so great.
Favorite moment. I don't know, when the PlayStation 3 came out with the Slim Edition, and they dropped down the price, I finally got myself a PlayStation 3 and never looked back since.
You were that late of an adopter?
Yeah, 2007.
What the hell were you doing until then?
That's what I'm saying.
Playing PlayStation 2.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to get that next gen, like Day Uno. Day Uno, don't be that guy again.
But I put a lot of good time on the PlayStation 3, and then when I retire her, I will hand her off to other people to play.
You gonna sell her?
No, fuck no.
Alright.
She's been good to me.
What if you get offered an obscene amount of money?
If somebody has $1 million, I will sell my PlayStation 3.
Really?
Until then, no.
What about a G? Let's be realistic, what about a G?
$1,000?
A G, yeah.
No.
Really?
No. Too many memories.
So it's going to be with you till your dying day?
No, it'll probably die before I will. Hopefully. I hope.
He was never alive, motherfucker.
To me, it is. To me, it is.
Damn it.
It's real to me, damn it.
Yeah. Just be able to pick up the system, be able to play games like Uncharted 2, and be able to play online with a bunch of people from PSN and others on the internet. Okay, be able to play multiplayer games with other people online and not have to worry about plugging it in the back to a fucking wired connection.
So Jay,
be able to play wireless.
Jay, it was the hardware that sold you? It wasn't the software? It wasn't like a particular game that said, you know, I have to get it now.
A lot of the commercials that were showing off games that could be played on PlayStation 3 kind of swayed me, but it was more or less either I picked up an Xbox or I picked up the PlayStation, and I've been playing since I had a PlayStation 1, went up to PlayStation 2, and then I got a PlayStation 3. I've just been hooked up with Sony ever since. I'm not against Microsoft. I played on the Xbox. I just never owned one. But
we know you're not against them. You picked them as best publisher.
Oh, Jesus. I'm just so out.
So your logic is so flawed.
I'm terrible.
Awful.
Anybody else got a favorite moment?
Yeah, you never asked me.
Well, horrible, you are the most important of all, Swirly. Last but not least, your favorite moment?
You know, favorite, I mean, finally picking up my PS3 was nice. I hate to say it, but I was a 360 guy at the beginning of the generation. I was all 360.
Fucking monster.
Didn't care about anything else.
Like full fanboy? Like full retard fanboy?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I didn't care about the PS3 or anything else. I mean, it was a short period of mental retardation. But, MLB The Show finally got me to cave, and one of my first games was Uncharted 2. And just seeing a game like that was pretty fucking awesome. I mean, you don't get that kind of stuff from Halo or Gears. I mean, it was just a lot of fun, the immersion. But I have to say my overall favorite moment came from a game, and it was the intro for The Last of Us. No game has ever had that much of an emotional impact on me, and it was amazing.
I streamed that. And I was like, damn.
I shed a couple man tears. I'm not afraid to say it.
I had to pause the game. I'm like, shit.
Even if it's more devastating than Clementine dying in Walking Dead.
That was kind of funny.
Died?
That was kind of funny.
Jay.
No, you didn't know?
Jay.
No.
Spoilers.
Dude, it's pretty funny. Like, it was a very slapstick end for Clementine in Walking Dead.
Real?
When she forgot to tie her shoes and she fell down the stairs, broke her neck.
Real?
Like if they would have like played the Yakety Sax theme right at the end, it would have been perfect.
No, but I think you should know that this is a quite a long time running podcast joke.
Oh, I missed it.
No, you didn't play Walking Dead?
No, I played the first episode. All
right.
And just never bought it.
It's actually pretty good. As far as
I hear that, and I do not doubt it. I'll probably get it for Vita.
Yeah, if you like the Heavy Rain, like
exactly,
Not Two Souls, you like that type of game, it's pretty good.
Right.
More simple than that. A lot better writing.
Same vein.
Better writing. It's better writing.
It's a story. You and I'm using quotation marks. Play
interactive story.
It's cutscene. The game.
Give them the edge when it comes to writing. I don't care about the whole mocap bullshit either.
Texas beat West Virginia. That's funny.
Okay. Should we get to the end of this with the best game, guys?
Butterfree, motherfucker.
I'm ready.
Pokemon for Matt. Okay. But yeah, best game of the generation.
Yeah.
No. Best what? Game of generation.
Best game of the generation. Yeah! I'm torn. I'm torn between Uncharted 2 and Last of Us. I am. It is between those two.
What'd you like about both of them then? Give them consideration as far as best game of the generation.
Oh, full immersion. The story of The Last of Us is a lot better than Uncharted. Uncharted did everything Uncharted 1 did, but seemingly perfected it. You know, and I had so much fun with that. I was all about that. About Uncharted time, you know, it changed. It changed the level of games in general. For, you know, God of War started with the PS2 for going with the cinematic feel, and Uncharted took that and turned it into something so much bigger. It's part of the reason why games now have these monstrous budgets is so they can attempt to match what Uncharted was able to pull off. Last of Us is pretty much Uncharted with an incredible story and full immersion that might actually be better than Uncharted 2's.
I did the comparison when it comes to Uncharted and The Last of Us. I would count more of The Last of Us does have action sequences.
It does.
It pulls off better suspense and drama. as far as the game goes. Like, you never really think that Nathan Drake is truly going to eat it at any point.
And every corner you turn in Last of Us, you're like, this could be it.
Yeah. You turn to the right instead of, like, the left, and you are fucked
in Last of Us. You're going to die.
Yeah. So, if you had to pick one, which one would be Nub?
Last of Us.
Okay. Mr. I Am Medellin.
What up, baby?
Best game of the generation. What do you got?
Oh, come on, man. This is tough.
I won't put a gun to your head, but if you had
to. It won't do you any good. But, I don't have one choice. I got two picks. Well, you know what? I do got a choice. I've been thinking about this, and I don't know which one I want to pick. But I do want to give a special shout-out, and I've already covered this. If y'all listen to Spec, the only spoiler cast that we have ever done here on BSN Arcade Radio, then you know how much I love BioShock Infinite. All right, one of the best experiences that I've had on this generation, probably ever in terms of gaming. In terms of Songbird, such as Elizabeth, even to an extent Booker, even though he wasn't, you know, the main star of the whole thing. You know, gotta give a big shout out to them. I love what they did with it. I love where they took the story, and I probably should have mentioned this during, if it was strictly gaming, I absolutely would have mentioned this in terms of one of my best moments. Spoilers ahead, kinda. The moment with Elizabeth and the Songbird at the end. You know, can I spoil it? I'm going to spoil it. When the song passes.
Okay, okay. If you haven't played it yet, go and buy BioShock Infinite. Go play that fucking game right now. It is... It's the tits.
If you haven't played it yet, what the fuck's wrong with you, basically, is what I'm wondering. But, when the Songbird passes. That moment between Elizabeth and the Songbird, just everything that they got, everything that they went through to get to that moment. Alright? The whole pathos and ethos of that moment that led to it, they earned it, alright? They earned the emotional resonance that existed within me, alright, once I saw that moment, alright? I'm not going to say I shed a man tear, but I definitely felt something, alright? And that's not something I can say about a lot, about almost any video game out there that I play. It's very rare. I can maybe count it on one hand the amount of games that have done that to me, alright? But BioShock Infinite definitely deserved, you know, an honorable mention, alright? And if not for the other game I'm actually going to pick, I absolutely wouldn't need them, barring nothing else. Alright?
You would give them 1B.
I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do that? Okay.
I'm not going to do that. Basically, they're the Dallas Mavericks in the era of those championship LA Lakers. They're the Sacramento Kings in the era of those championship LA Lakers. Alright? It was good, but something outclassed them.
Who is your Lakers?
Red Dead Redemption.
I knew it.
John Marston is an honorable man. That game, from beginning to end, in terms of story, in terms of voice acting, in terms of scenery, just to capture that Old West aesthetic, they nailed it. From start to finish. John Marston, to Spanish Honey, to Old Man West, to the fucking, to that bootleg Che Rivera, alright? I hated that motherfucker. But the fact that I hated that motherfucker so much tells me something. That game resonated with me, alright? The fact that there were no real decent people in that game, with the exception of a handful, I've already named them, alright? Old Man West, John Marston, his family, the blonde at the ranch, and, Luisa. Just from beginning to the end, you know. Hell of a story, hell of an ending. No blacks and whites, just a lot of shades of gray. I enjoyed the fuck out of that game from beginning to end. And, generally, best game of the generation, in my opinion, barring nothing else. Alright, I don't think I can say that there was a moment during that game where I didn't want to keep playing. Again, that's something I can't say about a lot of games, and one of the better moments of that game is how the first act ends, heading into Mexico, and that song kicks in. That's one of the memories of the generation I'll take with me forever. Red Dead Redemption, Mets pick.
Sure. All right. This producer man, it's Worley.
My
best
two
game of the generation.
My two come down to the same as Nub, The Last of Us and Uncharted 2. I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to go with Uncharted 2. I mean, The Last of Us, that pretty much everything I wanted. Great story, great voice acting, love the characters. I mean, there's suspense around every corner. The whole game, I'm like, oh my god, I swear if Ellie dies, I'm going to kill somebody. And they do a great job with the survival aspect. I thought they did just wonderful job with that. But I don't know, there's just something about Uncharted that sticks with me through every game I play. I'm just like, it's not Uncharted. And the world, the cinematics, the characters, I fucking love them. I mean, come on, Sully, Elena, Nate, I mean, man, I just, those characters. It was amazing.
Yeah. All right. I got 1A, 1B. 1A, if just for story alone, characterization, like Swirly was saying.
And we have the Catherine Webb signing. Just saying.
Nope. Catherine is not on there. That would be 1C.
She's there.
I would go.
Talk about Catherine Webb.
Hey, I'm not listening.
You think I'm just fucking with you? But depending on what you say, depending on what 1A and B are, I'm probably still going to end up fucking with you.
Yeah, perfect, of course. But 1A, I would also have to throw in my hat for Uncharted 2.
Okay.
Basically, perfected whatever like I said before.
And he's hurt. So this game's over. And Mettenberg is officially dead.
Thanks, Bama. Fucking assholes. Yeah, Uncharted 2 basically perfected whatever Uncharted 1 was bringing to the table. It brought in a multiplayer that, I don't want to say wasn't needed, but that it was in there and was actually playable and good. It made me want to come back over and over and over again, playing with people I knew online. I like your different characters, different maps, different modes. Didn't mind about paying for DLC because it just meant to play more Uncharted. And not just, well, if I have to continue playing with these people or if I wanted to, I kind of have to buy the map packs like you do with a Call of Duty and now more days with Battlefield. Nathan Drake is one of the better characters of the generation. Dude is smooth as hell. Fucking modern-day Han Solo most of the time. Isn't afraid to get down and dirty and murder entire nations of enemies, trying to get what he wants. Knows how not to die ever for some weird reason. And just the people that are involved with him are made that much better, including Sully, including Elena, including anybody else that he ever meets within the series. And Uncharted 2 is one of the better games of the generation. Now, 1B, not because of the story, because the campaign of Battlefield 3 sucks. But the multiplayer, I can't think of any other multiplayer game that I've ever played in my life that includes couch co-op with GoldenEye, with Perfect Dark, with Time Splitters 1 and 2, and Future Perfect. Any Doom series, anything on Quake, anything with fucking Counter-Strike.
What about Cooking Mama?
No. anything to do with RTSs, anything multiplayer-wise, doesn't compare to the experiences I had playing multiplayer of Battlefield 3. Being able to fly a helicopter, drive little Humvees, drive four-wheelers, drive dirt bikes, drive tanks, missile launchers, whatever you want. Palm your hands. Just jump in, plug and play. Multiple unlocks, just like Call of Duty, but it doesn't feel fucking painful. You don't have to do all these stupid-ass stunts to get it. All you gotta do is just keep on playing and playing and playing and playing until you get the unlocks that you want. and you just strap it on your guns, and there you go. The clan aspects are in there. Once they fix the VoIP in that, you can talk to anybody online. You can mute anybody you don't want to listen to instead of having to mute the entire fucking room like you have to do in Call of Duty. And then you see the commercials that they have for Battlefield 4 where these are my Battlefield moments. Well, they didn't have commercials like that back then. You had to share that with your actual friends online. And you always had that experience online too, whether you would have to do team ups to blow up a certain tank in a certain portion of the match. I know Swirly will agree with me when it comes to the call with the fucking capture the flag games. You remember those, right?
Oh my god.
All those nights that we had played and had so much fucking fun just driving around in dirt bikes. Fucking learning how to fly a helicopter.
Haven't learned how to do that.
Yeah, it's one of the better arcade simulators when it comes to flying. You can fly fucking jets, pretend that you're in Top Gun if you want to. You can do anything in the fucking game. Always fun. Always fun. So yeah, 1A, Uncharted, 2, and 1B, Battlefield 3. So there you go. Best quote-unquote games of the generation. There you go. So are we done here?
Fucking A.
Guess so.
Matt, we good?
Matt's playing Pokemon. He's talking about Butterfree right now.
Fuck Butterfree. Matt, you here?
He said you talk too much.
Alright, Matt, what ups? You're up. It's cool. Well, for Mr. I Am Eddie, the infamous one.
What up?
Are we done talking about the games of the generation? We good?
Is there anything else I want to give a shout out to?
Working on it right now. You have anything else when it comes to the best games generation?
Let me see. I think we said enough on Borderlands, but I think Borderlands definitely deserves a little shout-out for that.
Of course.
Everyone had a better experience in terms of multiplayer. Just in terms of anything. Awesome game. Enjoy the hell out of it. One of our Gearboxes hits. Counteractor misses.
Special mentions to Borderlands. At least the series. Yeah.
You know what else kind of gets lost in the shuffle?
What do you got?
Some good-ass pizza. What's my god? Metal Gear 4.
Really?
Yeah. It does. Only gets a lot to them. You know what? It was pretty in the previews, and then it was pretty when it came out. So I want to give a shout out to them for matching my expectations and for staying Japanese. Alright, nope, they sell out. They could have sold out, and they did it.
I think they're selling out right now.
Oh, yeah, they probably are. But at the time...
I'm pretty sure Metal Gear 5...
Talk about 4.
I know.
Talk about 4. We'll talk about 5 later on another podcast.
5, we'll see.
I'm still getting it, but I think they're selling out.
Fucking terrible. You're going to pay $30 for a fucking demo. Shame on you. Anyways... You know what I'm referring to?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Ground Zeroes is basically going to be the one level demo.
That's what's crazy.
That's what they're calling it.
Nope.
You're paying $20, you're playing a current gen. You're paying $30, you're playing on next gen to play Ground Zeroes, which is going to lead your way into Phantom Pain.
Dude, they're going to be bundled together, son.
Nope.
Yep.
Coming out during the spring.
Okay, well, I'm about to tweet Hideo Kojima.
Do it.
We're gonna clarify this shit right now.
Guarantee it. I put my stamp of guarantee on that shit. This is happening right now.
You put your stamp of guarantee on Catherine. I don't want to hear anything about your fucking stamp.
You are a Philistine. You don't understand good games. Anyways, let's wrap this up, though.
No, you want to take that
from Shut up.
Actually, what I'm reading right now is that we'll probably know more on Thursday night when. Spike is on TV.
From everything that I've read in the past week or so is that there's a lot of misconceptions about what is actually going to happen.
It's not the full fucking game.
It's sounding more like
Gran Turismo Prologue.
Yeah, that is what they're talking about.
It's the fucking tanker level from Metal Gear Solid 2 that came with Zone and Enders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
We'll see.
Not the full fucking game.
Let's let them announce it.
We'll see.
Like I said, all right. What I'm right.
What if you're right? What if you're right?
I'm going to rub it in your face.
Yeah.
Look, I told you so.
As much shitty shit as you bought and played, you can be right once.
Yeah, I'm right about this.
Because no matter what, I can always just throw back the shit that you have played and wasted your money on.
Yes. I have not. Well, I played some bad games. But
you played some terrible games. Like, really? Really?
Order Up is not a terrible game.
Oh, no, it is not.
Resident Evil 6 is.
Good co-op.
He got bullied into that game, right? So leave him alone.
He did like Dead Space 3. That was poop.
He got incognito into
it. Was all right.
That was poop.
He got incognito into Resident Evil.
We can talk about that later. We got to wrap the shit up, though.
Got to wrap it up. So,
podcast. No, have you got any shout-outs?
No.
Dude, it's the last one about the current gen. Any closing thoughts on the current gen that's ending on, what, the 15th?
We didn't beat Bama. So,
well, technically, there's no matter. Games,
they're not there's like, no, there's no love coming from me right now.
Really?
No love.
See, he was all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether we win or lose. And now it does.
So, I don't think I ever said it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure I deemed this cast.
You say you're gonna be salty if they lost.
And then I immediately followed it up like I'm kind of upset right now.
Okay, you're right to be upset. Just saying.
I do. I mean, at least we're not Florida.
Shots fired.
Who did they lose to today? Did they lose to Bama?
You were the last true hope, LSU, and you fucked up.
I know.
You guys
created a monster, and y'all expected us to be Batman.
Fucking create Saban. He's a cyborg from the future sent to destroy the...
Y'all created the monster that is Bama. And their entitlement and all that. You people did it.
You people.
Jake, come on, hit him with it.
Whatever.
Come on, man, hit him with it.
That's Miles and his bullshit, his dumbass hat.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna play it. I always got this.
I thought he was gonna say, what do you mean, you people?
I was expecting it too.
It didn't happen.
Because I was gonna take it there.
Look, I would say...
You people created the monster, and y'all expect us to be Batman. Empire
built the template when it came to pretty much... franchising a fucking college football team for the SEC and went to win multiple championships. LSU, mm-hmm. I don't know, did something prototype to that too. When Saban was in there to win one, and then Hat won one, and either of our teams
and won. And then rematch. Can't forget the rematch.
Sure.
Someone got a mulligan and didn't even win that division.
Then fucking Bama has been taking over way too much shit.
That's when the monster started. That's when the monster started.
Blame you guys.
I'm blaming all of you.
I'm blaming this. I'm blaming LSU. Anyways, Swirly, shout-outs. You got any?
Shout-out to the semi-retired strike team.
Yeah.
Shout-out to Foot Clan, who is going to have a hell of a lot of fun on Friday.
Motherfuckers, 24 hours.
Only if you get Killzone.
And Battlefield 4.
Get Killzone, though.
Buddy.
And Battlefield. And a shout out to the Apex League because we are back.
Are y'all doing GT6?
So Resurrection.
We're running Forza 5 and GT6.
Yeah, Forza 5?
Yeah. Too bad I'm selling the, what you call it, the PS Triple. Because racing with me is always fun.
Hey, as long as I'm not racing with Champ.
Ben, you got any shout-outs?
Shout out to everybody who was on these four casts, or five casts, however many it was, doing James and Generation. Shout-out to Luna Star for hitting me back. Definitely got love for her. I'm good, man.
Cool. All right, like I said before, shout-out to our fair listeners.
And shout-out to Butterfree and Pikachu for holding me down over in Pokemon. You always got my back. Shout-out to y'all, got love for y'all.
First string, never forget. Again, shout outs to all you fair listeners out there listening to all four parts of these podcasts, Games of Generation. Check us out on iTunes. 5-star that shit. Give us a rating. We do appreciate it. Check us out on Podomatic. Check us out on Twitter. Swirly, where can they find us on Twitter?
At BSN Arcade Radio.
The reason I say this is because, as probably wrong as I have been throughout this entire podcast, I want to hear your opinions when it comes to this shit.
And I know everybody's got to have opinions on Jay's terrible picks there for a little while.
Yeah, come on, let them know.
Throw that money at
you. Know what? I think Jay's took with those picks, to be honest with you.
Throw me all the money, Microsoft. I'm waiting. So yeah,
I think he's Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless in the internet with those flashy comments.
I can neither confirm nor deny. What I will say is that we've got a lot of people yelling on this podcast, and hopefully yelling on the internet. Also, check us out at virtualsportsnetwork.com/forum. Sign up for the forums today. Check us out in the arcade forums, where you will find this posted soon. Put your opinions down on there. Let us know what you think about the games of generation. Previous thoughts of previous episodes as well. Put those down too. I look forward to future podcasts where you start talking about the next generation.
Are we still doing 24-hour shit for next gen?
We are.
Yep. Yeah.
That is 2 weeks from today.
Oh, 2 weeks? Is that going to be located in any particular place?
You can find all the information on it on virtualsportsnetwork.com/forum. Sign up for the forums today. And we will be doing our broadcasting on a few different channels on Twitch.
We like to joke, but if you like to play along, go pick up a copy of Battlefield 4. Get a copy of Killzone so you can play with Nub, so he has actually somebody to play with when it comes to Killzone Online.
I don't even know what makes you think I need you guys.
What do you mean, you guys?
Yeah, as in you motherfuckers talking to me right now.
Man, that hurts.
I played a bunch of games without you guys before I even started messing with y'all, and I will continue to play.
Those threats tend to die.
Listen. When did y'all quit Mag? When did y'all quit Mag?
I never jumped in.
Okay. You were never there. Jay, where did you quit Mag? Swally, weren't you there?
I jumped in when the game was $1 at GameStop this year.
Okay, so you jumped in, last. Okay. So
there died very quickly afterwards.
Okay, so Jay played Mag for 10 days, I want to say, when it first came out.
I played a little longer than that, I would hope.
13 days.
I'm not going to give him 2 weeks. He did not play 2 weeks.
Give me 2 weeks.
I'm not giving you 2 weeks. I will go find the thread.
Fine. Look, when it comes to multiplayer shooter games online, they don't last so long. Especially when it comes to virtualsnetwork.com.
Look.
They don't.
But the point that I'm making is I don't need you. Because I continue to play Mag for well over a year without you. I didn't need you and your magic blue smoke people.
That was your trademark, and now you're throwing it away like I have nothing to do with this.
I'm not. I was still resing everybody with the magic blue smoke. I wasn't resing you motherfuckers no more.
Throwing it away now? You're just like, fuck it. I don't like this. It was part of your old DNA when it came to Mag. That was your trademark, and now you're like, nope, I don't want it.
I'm just saying, I didn't need y'all. I didn't need y'all. Y'all played for 13 days, and I played for well over a year. That's why Padman is my hero, because he happened to get that platinum. And that is the most amazing platinum ever.
Padman needs to go outside.
The most amazing platinum ever.
Don't try to change the gloriousness that is Padman.
Right? That is the most impressive platinum. You won't find too many more impressive than that.
That's equivalent to being a shit bucket on Battle.
You right. Mother...
I don't even care about trophies. I talk shit about people who go trophy hunting, but if there was a platinum that I would have wanted, that would have been it.
Yeah, fuck trophies.
Yeah, this shit's gay, but impressive. Impressive feat.
Yeah, pick us out in those things. Download us. Download this episode. Download previous episodes. Rate us. You know what to do, people. Continue listening. Check you later. Everybody say goodbye.
Smooch
later. Later. Later.
Peace out, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Get Killzone.
And Battlefield 4.